Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve, Governor Cuomo has today advanced the first in the nation domestic terrorism law. He wants to include mass violence motivated by hate as part of the Hate Crimes Domestic Terrorism Act. And Steve, first off, what are your thoughts on this proposal that the governor is advancing?
Well, I think it can be done. I think it's going to be difficult coming up with specific definitions that kind of fit from both statutes. I believe there are pre-existing hate crime laws, and I'm not quite sure why they're just not, changing those, editing them, changing the penalties or whatever to bring them in line with the terrorism statutes. I don't think you need to put the two together. I'm never a fan of mixing two different definitions. And to me, a hate crime is different from terrorism.
Steve, in what ways are hate crimes different from domestic terrorism as opposed to what Governor Cuomo is saying, that a hate crime can rise to the level of or be part of the domestic terrorism statute?
Well, first of all, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there's a difference in level. They're both heinous crimes. They both need to be investigated, and the same way and the same amount of resources have to be put towards them. But a hate crime is typically a crime motivated by a racial, sexual, or other type of prejudice and a hate. Terrorism is a crime that's perpetrated for a religious or ideological or political goal. I see a terrorism issue as being longer term. Hate crimes, you have, maybe multiple unknown individuals who are carrying this hatred, but I think it's less systemic than terrorism. Not any worse, it's not any less of a crime. But I think, to just keep from muddying the waters, we should not be mixing the two definitions.
How difficult do you think it would be to prove that a hate crime like what we saw in Dayton or El Paso be proven that this was a case of terrorism, domestic or otherwise?
Well, a prosecutor once told me when he was explaining the elements of a crime, he said, if you have a bank robbery, somebody robs a bank, you charge them with robbing a bank. If they send emails to each other in conspiracy to rob the bank, you don't bother charging it as an electronic crime because the emails went back and forth. You still just charge them for robbing the bank. We have, definitions for hate crime on the books. We have definitions for terrorism. I think in the case of a true hate crime right now, it is difficult to bring in a terrorism charge and charge it. So if you want to do that because it has a longer sentence, or you want to investigate hate crimes because with the same resources that you do under terrorism, then I think you have to allocate the resources to the idea of investigating hate crimes. You have to change the hate crime legislation to match the penalties or the investigative tools you're looking for, rather than try to merge two statutes.
Part of that, he's calling on Congress to enact foreign domestic terrorism laws, including banning weapons used to perpetrate what he calls hate crimes and domestic terrorism, the military assault weapons. The New York SAFE Act, is that something that you anticipate federal lawmakers will bring up?
I'm certain federal lawmakers are going to look at it. I know some of the Democratic, some of the Gang of 20 have already proposed banning assault weapons. I don't believe that's a solution. I think there are many, many things we can try before that. We've talked about this issue before with weapons being used in these mass attacks. There are other reasons other than the availability of guns. And I think, as in some of this, you know, this is kind of a knee-jerk reaction to what are we going to do next. I think trying to put a quick Band-Aid on a solution that begs, a more complicated answer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.